Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our cultural correspondent, Sean Stone, joins us each and every Thursday to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens. This Thursday is no exception, and we welcome Sean Stone to the program this morning. Hello. How are you?
I am feeling wonderful.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I hope we don't screw it up. That's all I'm trying to do right now. Yeah.
There we go.
All right. You've seen a couple films. Where would you like to begin?
Ingrid Goes West.
Okay.
Aubrey Plaza plays a young woman who is a stalker. She is a complete addict of the internet age. It is like the phone is part of her body, and she's constantly looking at Instagram, trying to find someone to follow. The movie starts out where she's at the end of an episode where she's been stalking this woman, and then she shows up at her wedding and maces her. So she's sent to a mental institution, and it's one of those montage sequences of her going through therapy and all this. And I know this is inappropriate, but it's hilarious because you can tell she's not learning anything. She's not paying the slightest bit of attention. And when she gets out, it's going to start all over again. And that's what happens. She attaches herself to an Instagram star, played by Elizabeth Moss, and painful, ridiculous complications ensue. It's quite an entertaining movie.
It is called Ingrid Goes West, and that's good. That sounds good.
And then Good Time, which is the Robert Pattinson movie.
I really want to see this movie.
He plays the most loathsome, grubby, petty criminal I have seen in years, and he does it really well. The guy is a walking case of white privilege, and he's so nasty that you think he can't be nastier, and they're like, oh, yes, he can. He can do something even more loathsome than he just did right to the end of the movie.
Wow.
And it's fast-paced, and it's exciting, and it's I would recommend it.
It's called Good Time. And then there's The Hitman's Bodyguard.
The number one movie in America, because we've given up. It's actually quite entertaining.
We've given up.
There's no big movie opening this weekend. They've given up,
yeah.
You know?
So throw this out there, see what happens.
This will be number one again for another week, fine. Ryan Reynolds is a bodyguard. Samuel L. Jackson is the hitman. He has to get him to The Hague to testify in a war crimes trial, and they just fight the whole time.
Stir, mix, and enjoy.
Exactly.
Perfect summer entertainment.
There you go.
Okay, a lot of stuff happening on area stages and screens. Let's go to the stages first, and we begin in Troy.
The theater at MPAC, tonight, Thursday, and tomorrow, Friday at 7:30 p.m. It's Andrew Schneider's theater piece, After. It, of course, incorporates sound and light effects. So if you don't like strobe lights, if they're a problem, you probably want to skip this one.
Okay.
It's the theatrical debut of MPAC's Wave Field Synthesis Speaker Array. So there you go. Right. It's in the beautiful MPAC Theater. Thursday through Sunday at the Madison Theater in Albany, they're showing The Last of the Mohicans. For those of you not young enough to remember, before Daniel Day-Lewis became a sort of institution, he was a matinee idol. And this was a big action movie, and he was the guy.
He grunted a lot in that
Yes,
movie.
He did. Michael Mann.
Yeah.
Directed. And it's First Friday in Albany tomorrow from 5 to 9 p.m. There are receptions and events all over town. There's an opening reception at the Opalka Gallery. There's an event at the Albany Institute of History and Art. The Upstate Artists Guild people are at the Albany Barn. The Albany Center Gallery is at closing reception. So that's downtown Albany from 5 to 9 p.m. Also Friday night at 9 p.m. in Hudson, at Helsinki Hudson, it's a combination of rockabilly and western swing with Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys. And then Saturday night at 7 p.m. at SPAC in Saratoga Springs, it's the Zac Brown Band. Very big combo, very popular.
Yeah, they're very popular. I have tickets for this. I'm very excited. We're bringing the whole family.
Nice.
Yeah, whole family. And it was only like, I don't know, $8,000 or $9,000. And it was, but
yeah.
it's lovely. It was, I always enjoy it. I think this will be our third or fourth year going, and it's a nice way to end summer.
It's nice at SPAC, this, you know, because it starts to get a little cool at night.
Well, I saw Sting last night at SPAC, and it was a great show. My God, are you familiar with The Last Bandoleros?
No.
This was his opening act last night. My God, it was sort of a Tex-Mex country rock band. My God, were they good.
Really?
Wow.
Nice.
And then they stayed on stage and provided backup for him. But good Lord, were they good. I mean, Sting is amazing, but my God, they were good. But I have to say that it was that point where maybe around 10, I was like, I'm freezing to death.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had the sweatshirt and blanket, but man, I was still cold.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well. End of the summer in Saratoga. At Upstate Concert Hall, Saturday night at 8 p.m., it's War Paint, psychedelic dream pop. They've been around for about 10 years. Saturday night, the series at PS21 in Chatham ends with Saturday and Sunday night at 8 o'clock with a dance performance by Christopher K. Morgan called Pohaku. It's based on his Hawaiian heritage. It's a solo dance piece. Sunday night at 8 p.m. at Tanglewood, it's Pete Townsend's classic Quadrophenia. I got to give the guy credit. He's been trying to get this thing right since 1973. He wasn't happy with the album. He did it as a movie, and he remixed all the songs, and now he's redone it again, you know, as a sort of theatrical orchestral piece with the orchestra with Billy Idol.
Now, can I just question or not question but correct? I believe the show is Saturday night.
Oh, it's Saturday?
It's Saturday night the 2nd.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine. I just want to make sure that yeah. You don't
my
go.
Mistake.
You show up a day later. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
No, that's
yeah.
my mistake.
Yeah,
and then
I only know this because of Sarah's wedding. It's a whole other story.
There you go.
Well, and by the way, if you get to hear Ian Pickus's interview with Pete Townsend, he interviewed him for a half hour. We aired it on Monday, and if you get to, or is it Tuesday? I guess Tuesday. But anyway, it's online. Listen to that. That's really great.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, Ray commented on that on Twitter. He said it made Pete sound like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Ray in his indubitable style. All right, this is Sunday at Helsinki Hudson. The wonderful intro music, Elin Jewell will be performing. She's wonderful. Tuesday night at the Hollow in Albany, it's Australian pop singer Betty Who. The new movies this week, Patty Cakes, an up-and-coming rapper. Tulip Fever, which is a tale of love and betrayal set during the tulip frenzy in Holland in the 17th century, stars Alicia Vikander.
Oh, all right.
And then we have I Do Until I Don't, which is Lake Bell's new rom-com. Some of it looks fun. And a movie that was not in the email that it was opening, but on the poster it said, starts Friday, the trip to Italy with Steve Coogan.
Oh yeah,
and Rob Brydon. That looks hilarious.
Yes,
they eat more food and they tell more jokes and insult each other for 90 minutes.
I'm in.
Yeah, just a good time.
That's really great stuff. All of this can be found on our list. There's a list posted at wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. We're thrilled to have him here. Sean, thank you very much. Have a lovely holiday weekend, and we'll see you. We'll see you on the other side as the busy fall begins.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.